All right, it's Russ Parr Morning Show. Listen, this whole story about Darren Sharper, the NFL player, you know, now they're getting him in multiple states, Super Ken, for raping women.
Yep.
And it doesn't help the cause when you have a woman who writes a book that is fairly successful and basically says, if you drink and you're unable to communicate, you don't have the ability to say no, then it's on you. How do you feel about that? 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. To a certain extent, I agree. At what point, why would you put yourself in harm's way and get drunk to the point where you can't get yourself home or take care of yourself and you're around somebody that you can't trust? There's no way that I'm going to get drunk and I'm not around somebody I don't trust.
But when you're drunk, you know, sometimes you don't have sound judgment and you're not around people that are your friends, you know. And nowadays, man, they're slipping those Mickeys in your drinks.
Yep.
And you're just totally out of it. You know, when I see somebody like just tore down drunk and had to be carried and so on and so forth, I automatically think somebody put something in their drink, you know. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Next call.
You consent while incoherent, it counts as consent.
No, of course not.
Well, you know what? It's happening a lot at these college parties. You know, they're slipping these young ladies' drinks.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? I want to make a comment. I agree that a woman has to take responsibility as well. And you, if someone slips me a Mickey, that's one thing. But if I've drank beyond my capacitation, then I do have responsibility for that.
So you agree it is on you. It's on you, is what you're saying.
Yes,
that you're drunk and guys prey on you, then you're giving up, you know, something very precious, and you're not of sound mind.
Well, I understand. If you're in that environment, you like, listen, I'm a party where I'm with all friends. Maybe I'm going to limit myself to only one drink instead of two or three.
I mean, you could take part of the responsibility, but you can't take full responsibility for someone taking advantage of you.
No, not at all, especially if you're drunk.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. I kind of agree with Britton. At the end of the day, these young ladies, you know, when you're going to, I tell my daughter all the time, who's a junior in high school, that college campuses are some of the most, you know, foul places to be in terms of crime. I mean, you know, people kidnap you, they drug you, they rape you. I mean, you know, so that, you know, young ladies on campus and colleges especially need to be very mindful and diligent. But also, I think that the law needs to look at how they're in jeopardizing these men, too, because sometimes, like in Kobe's case, I mean, it was a situation where it was consensual sex, and then maybe it was something where once it got to a certain point, then she said, oh, I don't want to do that. But in the beginning, maybe she said she did. Because, see, with men, if you change your mind, even in the act of it, then we have to stop or we have to pull back. And I think that might be something that you might need to readdress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got tweet mails came in. Leah Harris writes, that is true. You should never get so drunk to the point where you don't know how to say no. It's interesting. A lot of people are agreeing with that lady making that statement.
I'm surprised.
I mean, if you're in that environment, maybe you shouldn't be drinking at all. I mean, you have to watch yourself.
So that makes it okay to get raped and abused?
It doesn't make anything okay. What it's saying is protect yourself at all times.
Yeah, but you're not protecting yourself by you letting your guard way down when you get that sloppy drunk.
Yes.
But there is no excuse for rape. None whatsoever.
None.
Kingpin of the camera writes, a dude is a creep. We're talking about Darren Sharper. He knows better than to take advantage of these drunk women. Dave the Dude, if you can't function, how can you prove you didn't consent? Wow, women can just cry rape even if she wasn't. Women get buyer's remorse.
You can't consent if you're incoherent.
That was part of the Jameis Winston case, you know, because the girl was, they said she was out of it.
Yeah. And there was a number of things, you know, when people tried to interrupt him, she said shut the door and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That kind of got him off the hook.
Right.
But she was drunk. Mm-hmm. And the next day, you know, just like Dave the Dude says, there was some buyer's remorse there. And I hate that we had to put it on those terms, because rape is, to me, the most vile thing that can happen to anybody, male or woman. Mm-hmm. Melissa P. writes, as a rape victim, I can agree with her. I have to take partial responsibility. That's why you drink in moderation. Wow.
I just disagree. I disagree.
But Melissa basically saying she is a rape victim. and she agrees with some of that.
She is a this victim. It's not her fault. She is a victim.
Right, well, but what she's saying is that she maybe there's some things that she probably would have done differently. Right.
Yes, but that doesn't mean it's her fault.
It doesn't.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling. I agree. I mean, I was a victim of date rape. I wasn't drinking or anything. But when you drink, you have to realize what your limits are, and or even come with a buddy system so that somebody is there to have your back. So to a certain extent, I do agree that if you're too inebriated to give consent, you can't shout rape.
Wow.
But so, if you can't give consent, then it is rape.
There you go.
If you cannot give consent and you have sexual relations, then you were raped.
That's a good point.
I think there's a difference.
But here's the point. It's like it's getting you were date raped and you weren't even drinking. But here's the thing. They're slipping stuff in your drinks now.
They are, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't know people. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody on a Mickey with alcohol, and you've already consumed a certain amount of alcohol before that point.
Exactly.
It is. I mean, why would you want to make love to someone that is just totally out of it?
I know
that's not
a
even
young
love.
Lady.
And excuse me, let me just rephrase that. That's not making love.
No,
why would
not.
You brutally violate someone
that
is totally out of that? So excuse me for that. Let's take another quick call. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I think the main point is you don't have to drink. Drinking is an option. So if you decide you want to get to the point that you can't even, you know, comprehend, then I think that's your fault. You have to take responsibility for that part.
This is a really I appreciate your call. This is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Because 60% of the ladies have responded on Twitter saying that is on you.
Because you have to know these predators are out there and protect yourself.
Right, but I think there's the difference between not putting yourself in situations and saying that it's your fault. You know what I'm saying?
You can take responsibility, but no.
Oh, boy. I'm sure if you didn't get through, you might want to comment. You can email me. Here's my email address. Email russpar@gmail.com. Want to hear from you.